This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, once again, we have plenty to talk about relating to the president and the nation. The one thing that's not good is the John McCain tug of war. And why isn't it good? Republicans are starting to bite back at the prez on this one. In the meantime, free speech on college campuses, I love it. In fact, it has real teeth and is an excellent end of the week for Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House. I had to think about it for a second. I was thinking about the address, Pennsylvania Avenue. I've only been there I don't know how many times. If you haven't ever taken the tour, this is a non sequitur, take the tour. It is pretty interesting. So the president ordered colleges to back free speech or flat out just lose money, lose your funding. He's requiring them to protect it. And I think that's smart. You see that a lot of comedians are saying they don't even go into college campuses. They just get banned. They don't like what they say. They pull them, all that other sort of stuff. And why? It's because it's the politically correct hit squad on some of these universities. You know, some of our universities get billions from you and I, but they're anti-free speech. And as the president said, even as universities have received that money from us, many are hostile to the First Amendment. They try to restrict free thought, impose total conformity, and shut down the voices of greater young Americans. And I agree with that. We shouldn't conform on a college campus, for goodness sake. That's when you're supposed to explore. You're supposed to be able to be able to express your ideals. And remember, there are so many different groups, so many different ways that you can be involved in a university. There's the young Republicans and the Democrats and the whatever, if you want to talk about politics. But there were students who were challenged by their schools while expressing views in support of their faith or for other reasons. So it's even heightened in that direction, and that's the thrust of it that will help others all the way through. Initially, this was brought up during a speech to conservative activists. And this is the case of Hayden Williams, who was punched in the face while recruiting for the group Turning Point USA at the University of California in Berkeley. So colleges would need to agree to protect free speech in order to tap into the billions of dollars I mentioned in research and educational grants. And, ooh, they don't want to lose that. But some colleges don't like the idea of an executive order. Janet Napolitano, president of the University of California, said many schools are ground zero for the exchange of ideas. We do not need the federal government to mandate what already exists. Our longstanding, unequivocal support for freedom of expression. This executive order will only muddle policies surrounding free speech while doing nothing to further the aim of the First Amendment. And that could be true for the University of California, but I would say there are a lot of schools that are caught in that wiggly room in the net, where they can't get out of that net. So this debate about free speech has flared up in the last couple of years because of some of the high-profile cases that we've seen. And whether you agree with some of those cases, don't agree, whatever, I don't see how most of us wouldn't agree to the whole free speech thing, unless, like Janet Napolitano is saying, in her school, it's pretty straightforward. We're protecting you. We got your back. Boom, 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 boom. So there might not necessarily be a problem there, but I think that's the exception. And I wish I was wrong. But by January 2020, The president is directing the Education Department to create a website where borrowers, by the way, can find better information about their loans and repayment options. He's calling on the agency to expand its college scoreboard website to include data on the graduates of individual college programs, including their median earnings, loan debt, and their default rates. I think this is also smart. That information might be out there, but having it culled in one place, sure, why not? Because loans is the other thing, the student loan industry and how well college prepares students, that whole transparency thing. I mean, I just don't see how many people would argue about that. So there's the thumbs up. The McCain stuff is worrisome because he's just plowing down a road that, not necessarily too many people want to go down, even if they weren't crazy about McCain and some of what he did. What purpose does it serve? And Lindsey Graham has even said, because people constantly go to Lindsey Graham, he was very close with John McCain, and the Republican South Carolina senator is coming to the defense, of course, of McCain, especially when he talks about the POW stuff, all of that. Remember, it was just last year when he lost his battle with brain cancer, late August. So Graham is constantly being hounded by reporters. What does he think? What does he think? And he said that Trump's words are doing more damage to himself than to McCain. And he did say a smart thing. He said, my job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have to have a good working relationship. And that's, of course, part of this. You don't want to be alienated from the president, but it can be tough when the views are completely colliding. And I think in the case of many Republicans, that's exactly how they feel. That they differ too much from the president to jump on that train. Too much. Can't do it. So the order is this. Colleges have to back free speech or they, poof, have their funding pulled. And you know what that means. If that happens, oh, it's a nightmare to try to get back on those rolls. It'd be tough, 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 tough. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report is not most likely going to make the rounds. Are you disappointed after, speaking of money, all the money that we as taxpayers fitted for this bill? The special counsel could be done by the end of next week. Jonathan Carl from ABC News says it's looking like he and his team are finishing subpoenaing people as part of the investigation that began in 2017 over those allegations that the president's campaign worked for the Russians to win the 2016 election. The bottom line, I would not expect some kind of harsh recommendation or anything to really touch the president on what the part of this investigation was about. Probably going to be a little anticlimactic for many of you listening to this show. So guess where we're going next? Were you thinking movies? Yeah. Hitting the movies next, give you a little preview of some of the new stuff that's out there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the
the Inc. 5000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Then check it out. Do you know the story of Dumbo the elephant? Did you read that when you were a kid? Did you read that to kids you had? Did you ride on Dumbo when you went to California or you went to Florida to go to Disney World and Disneyland? I don't know how many times I rode on Dumbo, but I know it was a lot. With my nieces and nephews, there's no question about it. So Dumbo is the protagonist of Disney's 1941 film of the same name. Did you know it goes all the way back to the 40s? Young elephant, son of Mrs. Jumbo. Dumbo is most famous for his giant floppy ears. It gives him the ability to glide in the air. So now you're taking an iconic figure of Disney's and you're turning it into a brand spanking new movie and you're throwing in American fantasy adventure film director extraordinaire Tim Burton. And what do you end up with? Here's a snippet.
Welcome, baby Jumbo. We're all family here. No matter how small. What's happening? Where are they taking her?
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. We're going to bring your mama home.
Fly, that's the whole idea, those huge floppy ears that I just talked about and getting that elephant to be able to do that. So when you look at Dumbo the elephant, here's what you're looking at. A movie that is a lot shorter because it's kid-friendly. It is for kids, let's face it. You know, so the first one, the original 1941 Dumbo flick, was 1 hour and 4 minutes. 1 hour and 4 minutes. And like I said, this one was directed by Tim Burton. And, you know, it's based on the novel, the cool novel that was out there way back when, because think of the 40s, like I mentioned before. So who is the cast? In the cast, you've got Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, Eva Green, Alan Arkin. They're all central characters in this. There's the wild circus owner, and there's the newborn baby elephant with oversized ears where people and children are laughing at him. If you don't know the story, I'm not going to spoil it, but what happens from there could be wondrous. From Dumbo, we go to Shazam.
You've run from foster homes in 6 counties.
I can take care of myself.
If you could have one superpower, what would you pick?
Everybody chooses flight. You know why?
So they can fly away from this conversation?
No, because heroes fly.
Danny Batson. I choose you as champion.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Wait, for real?
Shazam! Okay! Shazam?
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
AM to the BM, BM to the AM.
You have super strength.
AM, you just got
Can you fly?
If I quit your BM, I still rock my savings home. If I quit this BM, I still be my
You okay? Why are you talking?
BM, sit down.
You know, I don't think that's going to buff out.
Your phone's charged. Your phone's charged.
What the hell?
You're like a bad guy, right?
Gentlemen! You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
Alright, there's got to be some funny, funny moments in this. PG-13, 2 hours, 12 minutes, Billy Batson, streetwise 14-year-old, and he magically transforms into the adult superhero, Shazam! Simply by shouting that one word. So Zachary Levi's in it, Mark Strong's in it, Asher Angel's in it. There's a lot of people that you would recognize for sure. It's a DC comic. It's going to find its audience. The budget to make this sucker $100 million. So not a cheap effort, but I think they reaped that back. The whole superhero thing, and especially a kid then turning into a superhero, we see how that works, and I think it will absolutely find an audience. PG-13, baby, that's part of the whole scoop there. And then we go to this one that's getting a ton of play, and I actually love the director of this. I am very interested in seeing it. I don't know if the Hubs will go with me. He's not into scary movies, and it is a little bit scary. It's called Us.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors.
A John Scavel family?
Hi, can I help you?
Zora, put your shoes on.
If you want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
What are you people?
It's us. They look exactly like us. They think like us. They know where we are. We need to move and keep moving. They won't stop until they kill us. And we kill them.
All right, this one's interesting. The family serenity becomes chaotic when a group of doppelgangers begins to terrorize them. 1 hour, 56 minutes. It is rated R. Jordan Peele is the director of this. Isn't it interesting to go from the cast of the DC comic, $100 million was the budget. This budget, $24.6 million. Lupita Luanga is one of the stars in this. Elizabeth Moss is one of the stars in this, too, as well. And a whole cast of characters. I think you would recognize many of them. But the idea that you have these doppelgangers and they're evil, and you're not evil, but they're evil, it is pretty scary that, and it gives you pause, I think. There's sort of a double meaning here. I wouldn't spoil it for anyone who's going to see it. And I like it, though. I think the director, Peele, did the right thing here. How do you make a horror movie that has lighter moments in it? How do you make a movie where it's a mind bender and you get people to think about other ways to look at it? So speaking of horror, coming up, we're going to have a conversation with David Allensworth. He's the owner of Shady Tree Films and he's the director of Soul to Keep. So this is a unique film because in the film there's a deaf actress who is very famous right now, Sandra May Frank. She's on Broadway too in a hit show called Awakening, and it looks like it's old hat for the people that are signing the other actors around her, because I saw some of it, and we've just got a great conversation coming up with him and how it compares to other horror films and making a deaf character and how do you deal with the storytelling and the overall process when you're making something very, very unique. And I think there will be some good reaction to this. I liked a lot of what I saw, and I think it will find its audience. And what did he do to include the actors all be inclusive of the death situation, and how do you portray that? And it gives you an extra element that is so incredible. I'm watching it unfold. I had to look at it a couple of times because the other actors definitely picked up the sign language. Nobody used it as a crutch. So coming up next, David Allensworth. He's a director. He is the director of Soul to Keep. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are grateful for you.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep
standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our community safe.
Now, the vice president noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots as a part of this agency, have been enforcing our laws and making America safe. And I want to commend each and every one of you for being a part of that incredible tradition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fan of the horror genre of movies, and it's going to be interesting to have this conversation with a man who is in our virtual green room, because he's one of the writers and one of the directors of this film that's coming to TVOD on April 2nd, and it's a new horror movie called Soul to Keep, and it's got an interesting twist as far as the cast is concerned and the movie, and it's so fascinating how it just rolls through no problem. One of the film's stars is Sandra May Frank. You might recognize the name. She's a deaf actress and a star of Broadway's Spring Awakening, and she, again, is part of this cast, so that makes it very, very unique, and I saw parts of this, and it just rolls right through. So, David Allensworth, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about it. You were one of the writers, and when you're writing a horror flick, I can only imagine the things that come to mind. I have a friend who's a writer, and he writes horror novels, and the things that we talk about, wow, I get the chills. Every time I leave him, I'm like, I need somebody to take me to my house and check everything out. So how did you come up with this twist in Soul to Keep?
Well, the twist for the deaf character?
Yeah.
That's actually an interesting question. Along the way, we had a script early on with my co-writer, Eric Bram, that was more of a comedy and did not have a deaf character. But as soon as I switched it to being a more horror thriller with tension, I wanted to up stakes of the ensemble cast. And the deaf character came to me because, one, we wanted to have more horror. It was kind of a scare tactic, right? You can't hear what's coming from behind you. But also, it's it's something personal. Both Eric Graham's wife is mostly deaf, and one of my producers is also mostly deaf. And it just kind of hit home that we can include a deaf character, but it became a bigger deal because in an ensemble cast, you can't just throw in a deaf character. You've got to own it. You've got to have everybody who's friends with her sign with her, because if they've been friends for a long time, they would know. And that's what we convey on screen. It's really something to see.
Wow. So for the actors, did they have to learn sign language?
They did. Absolutely. We had to teach them on in rehearsals and on set. We had an ASL master with us at all times. We had interpreters on the set. And we were able to get through production amazingly well because of having all of the parts that are necessary to communicate with the deaf community.
Wow. So in terms of that whole storytelling and that presentation, I mean, this took on a life of its own, so to speak, correct?
It did. I could tell you that when we were on set and then beyond, and then after showcasing it at several film festivals where we did open captioning for the hearing impaired and deaf community, it's something special. You really feel the outpour. You really feel that this community deserves to be, no pun intended, heard. And they've always felt like there was an ostracization, if that's the right word, that they've been separated out. And you couldn't be further. They're just the same as everybody else. And in this film, you'll see how natural it feels with everybody on screen that you could have social inclusion with the deaf community. It's just as long as you just kind of learn their language.
Yeah, and so in my mind, I'm thinking, I that there are differences, obviously, in doing this film. You're a filmmaker in Soul to Keep. There's one big thing that is huge that will be so, I think, interesting to see what the viewers think, the people who are the moviegoers that watch it and how they process this. So that's one aspect of it. But what else about Soul to Keep is different? How does it compare to other modern day horror films?
Well, we do something that is pretty cool in that we take what's in our culture, demonology. There's a lot of religious people out there, and we all know that there's demons and there's angels and you've got princes of hell. And in this film, we introduce one such terrible demon named Beelzebub. And as our title sequence in the film shows, this particular demon has meddled in our humanity for a very long time, for thousands of years, trying to influence all of the evil things that have happened on Earth. And in this film, we're showcasing the arrival of such a demon to actually possess someone and get here and start to have a real effect. And it's something that scares us all. If something like this could appear, I wanted to put it in an environment that feels real, that you've got a bunch of friends. Hey, we're out to party and we're going to play around with some ritual in the basement and it's just, for fun. And of course it starts to happen and no one believes it. And that's the more real thing is that you're not so, this woman, her name is Grace, starts to get possessed and, no one really recognizes that. And they just think she's acting weird. And then when the proverbial, I guess I could say, poop hits the fan, it's like, that's the thing that makes this different, is that in other horror films, the reaction is, just scream and yell and, run for your lives and have some corny lines to go with it. But for here, for us, we show a real reaction that could this actually be happening? And what do you do? What do you do if one of your best friends acts crazy, and are they actually possessed? And when they do something very bad, when they start to hurt your other friends, do you need to kill them? If you can't leave the environment, what do you do? And that's an interesting dilemma for these characters. And I like to show that it's pretty interesting. One of the characters is actually not of the group. He's the boyfriend of the possessed. And he doesn't care about these other these other friends, because he wasn't friends with them to begin with. So when it starts to happen, he's like, let's get the hell out of here. And even though we don't really like that guy for who he is, we are agreeing with him. So that's a really great thing, too, that you see in this film.
Boy, listening to you talk about this movie, I have to tell you, and we're speaking with David Allensworth. He's the owner at Shady Tree Films, and he's the director of Sold to Keep. Filmmaking, you can tell that you are incredibly passionate about it. You definitely found your calling. Is the coolest aspect of doing this, is it coming up with the story and the magic and the blank canvas and, oh, there's this twist and here's what we can do? Is it doing that and being there, throwing the ideas around, putting it on paper, and then, wow, seeing it when it's finished?
It's all cool. You are dead on right. The beginning of the process and coming up with ideas, at least conceptually, is amazing to go through. When these ideas pop in your head, the deaf character, or how she survives or navigates, and how all the other characters navigate the process, is really interesting. And we have a twist in this film that completely goes into another direction that I can't quite tell you about without giving it away. But it just blows your mind as you get to that third act and you see something happen and you're like, no way! I cannot believe that's happening. And you want to go back and see it again. That's what I love. So I love creating that process. And then when we're in production, I love it coming to life, that we actually accomplish it. But it's not over there. You've got to get into the edit, and you've got to make sure it flows nicely, and then you've got to fill those scenes with the right tone and the right pacing, with not just the editing, but with the score and the sound design, and all of that has come together beautifully. We have an amazing team, from producers to sound designers, composers, just really the process of working with other people, the collaboration is something that is really unique to the artistic world, right? If you're just an artist who's a painter, that's amazing. Or you're an author, that's amazing too. But it's largely a solitary work, right? You have editors,
right,
but they're really just, it's all up to you. In this environment, you've got to have a great team to get it done. And so when you do that, that's just as exhilarating. And then even into distribution, when you get that distributor on board, and then you're out there and suddenly, hey, we're going to get distribution. Now everybody can see this. Everybody can see this social inclusion. Everybody can see the twists and turns that we are adding to this genre. I can't wait for people to start talking about this.
Boy, no kidding. SoldToKeepMovie.com. You can go there to find out more April 2nd. And I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what the reaction is to this as well, and have so many people listen to our conversation. But congratulations on the unique twist and what you're doing and all of that. Did you think when you were a kid, I mean, you go through, you graduate from the professional screenwriting program at UCLA, and you're a producer's council member of the Producers Guild of America. Did you ever think that this would all come together and boom, here you'd be with your own film company?
Yes.
I love it. Yes.
Yes,
Kate, I knew it.
No, you have to drive, and you have to be persistent about your goals and be passionate and make sure that, you know, people can see your vision and have an impact. You know, this film is a horror film, but it has an impact. It gets people to think about their angels and demons, and gets people to think about, you know, death, inclusion, or just inclusion in general. That's a great thing, isn't it?
It is a great thing. Wow, I really enjoyed speaking with you, David. I hope we meet one day in person, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcoming to the show, Michael Abissaha. He's written a book called Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Fascinating as we dive into this, take this journey with us. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So in the book, I mean, you really, it's interesting, you really tackle a subject that is so difficult for some people to wrestle with and figure out, and you talk about creationism, and you talk about, the beginnings of God, and you talk about so much in that clash with science, etc., with creationism. What made you decide to tackle this?
Well, looking into the world we are in, so many theories, so many ideas, and people are thinking that science is going to solve all the problems and relying on that, so that even the religious ones are inclining themselves to what science is, refusing to face reality. So I looked into the world and I saw that who is the deceiver? According to the scriptures, Satan. And so I can see Satan misleading people through others. And I felt I should address this issue from that standpoint. For the scripture teaches us that the fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, and so, you know, Michael, let me stop you there. So as we dive into this, you know, you have experience, you have credentials. Obviously, you've written five books and you've addressed this sensitive creation evolution controversy. What is so different about this book? You know, what are you interested in on the subject of origins?
I first of all looked at the issue and I wanted to address it head on. But looking into the system, I saw that actually the issue of origin, people have put their own views on what they think it should be. I believe for sure that the creator of this world, with all the things we are doing in this world, cell phone and all these complex things, whoever put it together must be wise enough to have claimed credit for creating the world. And seeing people believing in science, though science is not set up to deal with problems on origin, but because of progress in other areas, they are trying to use that influence to also influence the truth about origin. So I decided to delve into that and to put things in the true perspective. For example, I see myself not as a creationist or evolutionist, because those people have the view that science is the mediator of the truth. But the truth, of course, can only come from whoever created the world. And that truth is there because the creator must claim credit for what he has created and not leave it out to those who he has created to find answers. So as a realist, I decided to see science as just part of, and a little part, not seriously integral part of it. It can do confirmation. That's all what science can do. So as a realist, I want to look at the truth, not based on what theories tell us on this issue that is very crucial to everybody.
So tell me what about the clergy letters, and their specifically the clergy letters and their influence in the creation evolution controversy.
Now, if you look at the origin of the clergy letter, the brain behind is an atheist, Michael Zimmerman. He's the one who's drafted clergy to sign and separate science and religion, and claiming that these are two different truths. So how can we have two different truths on the origin? There can only be one truth, a truth that will come from the Creator, through nature, and also through his own words, because he must claim credit for creating the world. And as we can see, science points to the fact that intelligence is required. And though the DNA and other things are intelligently designed just to make sure it's away from God, it is today looked at as an unintelligent design compared to the computer systems we have. So all the way I can see Satan's fingerprint trying to mislead the world by calling intelligent design as unintelligent, thereby taking God outside the picture.
In looking at this, Michael, in looking at this, should it matter to scientists whether God historically claims credit for having created the world publicly before an audience of humans?
Can you repeat that question again, please?
Yes. In listening to what you were talking about here, should it matter to scientists whether God historically claims credit for having created the world publicly before an audience of human beings?
Yeah, it should matter, because we are people who are honest. If somebody claims he has something, all what you have to do is to accept that truth and then try to find out whether that makes sense. When scientists establish things or create things or do things on their own, they claim credit for it. And if anybody goes to interfere with that claim, they take them to court. Right. So if God has claimed credit, that historically they cannot disprove, so that they cannot now come and say, well, because God is in the picture. All what science is doing is to establish truth based on repetition and also based on reproducibility of the results. Things that are tested, no one can test origin. But science is designed to only do things, material things, not spiritual things. So science is limited in that sense. And the claims given on the theories are also not being able to be justified by any experimental means. So they should accept the truth. Since it's history, histories are written by people, and this particular history are written by people who were participants of what happened. So they have to respect that truth. And if they see intelligence involved, then they should respect that. To say that God should be outside the picture in our lives, whereas our national anthems acknowledge God, then when it comes to science, clergy are now saying, take God out of the picture, which is not right.
So I want to remind everybody the name of your book so they'll get it. We're speaking with Michael Ibisaha, and of course the book is Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Michael, we just have a couple of minutes left, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The truth. The truth, and the truth will set us free. Not bound by science. Science has its own limitation. Science can only somehow support what is the truth. And the DNA, the fine-tuning constants we see in the world, the discoveries, all these things we have put together by intelligence. To demonstrate the Big Bang, the scientists had to build a system that was worth $9 billion. And they used intelligent people to only demonstrate a mini-bang. Then a Big Bang, if they believe there is one, must have been instituted by intelligence that is many times over this intelligence we have. People like Einstein acknowledge that this world, the intelligence behind it, is great. He was not a conventional Christian, but he accepted the truth and said that his God created the laws, his God created all these things. And I believe that's what scientists of today should be doing.
Ah, perfect place to end this with Einstein. Pick up the book, Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for your time, and God bless.
Hold up, stones out your pocket, slide your money across the table. What you doing, dancing with cement shoes? You're bound to lose. Found a fuse, so I lit it, then I hit it. Then I wonder what I did and what have I committed. Feeling parasitic, bear witness of a perfect crime.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.